home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand.
Stand inside. chemicals, and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but kissing love. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle calls, and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah. So all the hand and I'm. Oh yeah. Baby. A good love man. Baby. Baby. I'm a good love man. I need good love. I got my hands. Oh. We'll be right back.
Radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. For fun music, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW. CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys were standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
CFW.
105.7
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you. was deep, yeah. Always knew to wear it well.
'90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York's highest court upheld two lower court rulings August 20th, giving New Yorkers the opportunity to routinely vote early by mail without an excuse. The decision rebuffed state and national GOP leaders who sued to overturn it. Governor Kathy Hochul signed the New York Early Mail Voting Act in 2023, a law, not a constitutional amendment. It allows any eligible voter to apply for an early mail ballot with no excuse, subject to approval by the local Board of Elections. Like any absentee ballot, it must be returned or postmarked by Election Day. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and state and national Republicans sued, arguing that the Early Mail Voting Act was unconstitutional because the state constitution specified in-person voting only. They also argued that a constitutional amendment ballot initiative authorizing no-excuse absentee was rejected by voters in 2021. A 7-justice panel reviewed decisions from two lower courts and found that since the mid-1960s, the legislature had implemented absentee accommodations without a constitutional amendment and agreed that the legislature had the authority to enact the law. One justice dissented. Earlier this year, the New York Board of Elections opened an online portal for citizens to apply for an early mail ballot no later than 10 days prior to the election. New Yorkers, we've linked to the portal at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire Community Haven House has announced new hours that will go into effect on September 1st. According to a Facebook post from the organization, Eau Claire Community Haven House will now be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to noon. The organization's weekend hours will remain the same from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Officials did not provide the reason for the change in their social media post. The Eau Claire Community Haven House is located at 412 Washington Street. The Town of Washington Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to petition the state to incorporate part of the town as a village this week. The town is looking to protect its land after some controversial annexations by the City of Eau Claire and City of Altoona. The petition will be circulated among land-owning electors in the proposed village area, which would cover nearly 20 square miles and over 5,000 residents. The town will have 6 months to gather the required signatures on the petition before submitting it to the state. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
Weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high around 85. Slight chance of a storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy and a low of 70. Partly sunny, 85 for Sunday. For Sunday night, partly cloudy, 71. Slight chance of a shower or storm on Monday, otherwise sunny, warm, 91.
It's 67 right now. CFW.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Just watch. 1057 CFW.
Reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's on. pray. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and goes right to the rock. I think of pride, it is all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me.
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good.
80s, 90s, and more.
All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.